Earlier this month, the Lake Hamilton School Board removed prayer as an item on its monthly meeting agenda after an attorney from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Karen M. Heineman, asked the school's district attorney, D. Scott Hickam, for its removal in a January 4th letter. In the letter, Heineman said that prayer at school board meetings violates the constitutional requirement of religious neutrality in public schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a nonprofit organization which advocates for atheists, agnostics, and non-theists and promotes the separation of church and state. According to its website, the organization and its legal department act on alleged state-church entanglements on behalf of its members and the public through litigation, education, and other persuasive advocacy. The foundation ends hundreds of violations each year, such as prayers and proselytizing in public schools and events, public funding for religious purposes, and religious symbols on public property. The impetus for the foundation's request was a parent who made a complaint to the organization after attending a Lake Hamilton school board meeting and discovering its practice of opening with a prayer, which was regularly scheduled on the meeting agenda. The Lake Hamilton School Board responded on January 20th in the form of a short email from Hickam, the school district's attorney, in which he said he had communicated with Lake Hamilton Superintendent Sean Higginbotham and prayer had been removed from the standard agenda, providing a copy of the most recent agenda as proof. Here's a quote from Heineman, the attorney with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Quote, "Sometimes prayer could still be removed from the agenda, but they continue to give prayer. And so we said, just let us know if it's still happening. And we have not heard back since then, so we will take them at their word. But it was removed from the agenda." End quote. In case you are wondering, the Lake Hamilton School Board is still opening its meetings with prayers as of now. It's just not on the agenda. Now here to help elucidate this whole matter is the Sentinel Record's Brandon Smith, the primary reporter covering this story. Brandon, welcome.
Thank you.
This all started in January, is that correct?
Yeah, that's kind of when everything very first started. At one of the school board meetings, a parent had came and noticed that the school board was having prayer, like organized prayer on the agenda and everything, like at the beginning of the meeting. And she called a place in Wisconsin, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and kind of let them know about it. And they in turn contacted our attorney, our Lake Hamilton's attorney, to kind of ask them to stop doing that. And it didn't actually come to probably the public's attention until in March, early March. That's when we first heard about it. But it actually all started back in January. So.
What can you tell me about the parent who found the school board prayer offensive or coercive?
Really, I don't know anything other than the lawyer for the Freedom From Religion Foundation said that it was a parent. I don't know if it was a man or a woman or even a couple. Apparently, it was a parent that was at the January or possibly the December meeting. And I've been at the last few board meetings, and no one's really stuck out, but I could tell who it might be. But
it makes one wonder if said parent has attended any board meetings since, because there's been obvious opening prayers that just haven't been on the agenda. And one would have figured that he or she would have perhaps reached out to the Freedom From Religion organization again, and if they haven't been at the meetings, if they ever go again, it's reasonable to assume that the situation will just kind of start all over again.
Exactly. That's one thing I was wondering, because when I spoke with their lawyer in Wisconsin, she, this was a couple weeks ago, she had not heard back from that parent about the school board still having prayer. And I went back through the meeting minutes for the last few months, and while the district, you know, of course, took prayer off of the agenda that they, you know, print out and give to the audience, they were still at the very beginning of the meeting, just before the Pledge of Allegiance, they would have a prayer, just kind of off the record, I guess. And but yeah, apparently the parent was not there, because I think she would have contacted them and let them know. And the attorney didn't seem to have any notion that they were still praying, actually.
And you spoke with Heineman, am I correct? Is that her name?
Yes, she is the attorney for the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Karen Heineman. And she was very informative and very nice, and sent me a letter, that they had actually sent to D. Scott Hickam, Lake Hamilton's attorney. And they didn't necessarily threaten legal action, but they, I guess being the first letter, they just kind of asked them to stop praying at the school board meetings. And she listed in the letter several other cases that were, you know, kind of supporting her statement that it's not constitutional to have prayer.
And what was your impression, or what did you find in kind of your research into this organization, Freedom From Religion?
I believe they're one of the bigger ones in the country. I didn't honestly have a lot of time to research into them a lot. I think I was reading, when I was looking into them, I was reading a story, I believe it was the New York Times, or one of the huge papers had her quoted, Ms. Heineman. So they're certainly involved in cases all throughout the country. I do know that.
Inside the Newsroom is a weekly podcast by the Sentinel Record that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Find this episode and more by visiting hotsr.com/podcast. For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe. So, legislative bodies in the United States can have opening prayers, and I did not know that. And those in Marsh v. Galloway, that was ruled constitutional. But school boards are different solely because they involve education and instruction of minors. I believe that is why school board prayers are generally ruled unconstitutional. So with the only distinction being kind of the presence of minors, one wonders if there can't be an adjustment to school board meetings to where perhaps students can't attend. I know that pretty much all school board meetings have students in attendance, but are there ways to kind of work around it?
Not that probably so, but I don't know that it would be, something that schools could really do, because so much of what the school board does involves, honoring Lake Hamilton, for instance. Every school board meeting they have, one particular group of either students or sometimes like teachers talk about a certain program that they're involved in and kind of updating the board on what they do. Like, for example, Monday night during this last school board meeting, it was the school fishing team, and there were four or five members of the fishing team that spoke, and they of course stay for the whole meeting. So I don't know. I mean, there probably is. I know when I was in Pocahontas, that's where I'm originally from, covering school board meetings there, they didn't seem to have, I mean, most meetings did have students, I noticed, but they didn't seem to have as much involvement, participation from students. One thing I did want to mention, when we were talking about, how it first came to the public's attention, about the issue, we actually found out from the family council in Little Rock, they had posted a entry on their blog, on their website, and talking about it. And I contacted the vice president, David Cox, actually, and he gave me a statement, kind of just basically giving his support for, wanting Lake Hamilton to continue to pray. But that's they were the ones who kind of got the word out there. Yeah.
And what has the local response been to all this?
From what I can tell, I know I've looked at, you know, like various Facebook posts, and especially being right here in Arkansas and in the Bible Belt, you know, a lot of people are kind of upset with the Lake Hamilton School District for, I don't think some people understand that the board was actually still praying, even though they took it off the agenda. You know, of course, the headline, you look at that and it says, you know, Lake Hamilton, you know, stops having prayer after basically being, you know, contacted by the atheist group. And but it, from what I've seen, it's been overwhelmingly to continue having prayer. And like I said, they have. Monday night, of course, and you were there. I was kind of curious to see how they were going to handle the situation. And what they did was, of course, it's still not on the agenda or anything, but as opposed to starting the meeting and having a prayer about 3 or 4 minutes before the meeting actually started, one of the board members stood up and led a prayer. So it was kind of, I guess, their way of keeping it off the, you know, out of the meeting. So that was kind of interesting. And I assume that's probably what they're going to do from now on.
Have any of the school board members spoken to you kind of candidly, or have they kind of remained kind of tight-lipped?
Very, very tight-lipped. And that's, but Lake Hamilton is, they, you know, they'd like to do everything through, you know, their channels and through official statements. I contacted, back when this first broke, you know, of course, I contacted 3 or 4 board members, and they were all very nice, but they just said we cannot comment on it. You know, they were like, any statement or comment will have to come through an official statement from the district. And so that's basically all that they would say.
I understand you spoke and did an article on Hickman and his response.
Yes. He actually, about a week after or so, he sent me a letter of the kind of explaining why he gave the school the advice that he did. And he said that despite his personal opinions, which I kind of took that to mean that he is for prayer and, you know, in the meetings, it's not really permitted constitutionally. And he said, let me see here. I'll just read what he said here, and I'll quote him. He said, all attorneys would prefer to tell their client what they would like to hear. Undoubtedly, the members of the Lake Hamilton School Board strongly wish to begin its agenda with a prayer. However, it is my job. My job is not to tell my clients what they want to hear, but is to offer advice on sometimes complex legal issues and assist them in conducting school matters in a manner compliant with law. So he basically he was saying, you know, no matter what his opinion is, you know, I guess legally speaking, that's the advice that he had to give the school board. That's that, you know, they're really not supposed to do it.
I kind of wonder about the potential for future litigation, because if the parent discovers that the prayers are continuing, and if they reach out to the Freedom From Religion Foundation again, it's very likely that there will be at least the threat of litigation if unless prayers stop. And I sense that the school board would fight that.
Right. I believe so too. I don't think that, you know, that it will come to that. I think they'll get around it somehow, even if they had to, say, have a moment of silence, you know, in the parking lot or something, you know, beforehand. But that's it's an issue that's certainly very prevalent in, you know, this part of the country for sure. So I don't know. I don't see any lawsuits coming, but you never know. Mm-hmm. And one thing, Hickam, he went on and he said, let me see. He said that he doesn't necessarily agree with everything stated in the letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation on behalf of the patron. But in his opinion, their central legal position is substantially correct. And he said he had reviewed the authorities they cited and researched the matter independently and consulted with other professionals as well. I meant to add that to what he said there a while ago, but yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now with that.
It's interesting that the founding principles were, you could have different perspectives on it. Either they were ignored for the better part of 2 centuries, like more over a century, and then litigation started happening and people started invoking the 14th and seeking to have their First Amendment rights protected, or you could see it as the interpretation of the First Amendment and separation of church and state has changed with the culture. Mm-hmm. And kind of these are all the ramifications of that.
Exactly. Back when the 60s hit, I mean, the world just changed, you know. Prayer was taken out of school and just seemed to kind of snowball from there. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Well, Brandon, thank you very much for coming on Inside the Newsroom. And,
you bet, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for your insight into the situation.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that looks at stories that perhaps didn't get the attention they deserve during the week or that warrant a deeper look. More episodes will be released on Thursdays. Thank you for listening.